This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Ed.
What's going on?
How are you, Ed? How are you feeling after all this?
Feel like I need to be in Buffalo right now.
Why is that? What is it about Buffalo and what is it about being selected ninth?
Honestly, it's just the people around the program. When I went there, it almost felt it almost felt like I was at home, or at the University of Houston. It felt like home. It felt like I was supposed to be there.
Who did you meet with? I know Sean went to your pro day. Brandon was at your pro day.
I met with everybody. DC, D-line coach, head coach, owner. No, I don't think the owner was there. I met with everybody, really. All the defensive coaches, for sure.
What stood out about Sean McDermott when you had a chance to talk to him, and how much did you get in depth about kind of what your role would be on the defense?
Honestly, I can say he is a GOAT. Just the way he runs his defense is top notch. What he expects out of his players and his scheme is just top notch.
They said you'll be used more of a three technique here in Buffalo as opposed to even being on the nose. You know, something you did at Houston. Are you?
He showed me three technique looks. One guy penetrating style of play. A lot different from where I came from at University of Houston.
When Sean and everybody was at your pro day, Ed, he said that he could just feel your presence. I'm not sure if you could feel their presence, but did you feel that you were really on your game that day?
I feel like I did an outstanding job. Set me up and put me in a position where Buffalo will want to draft me, which is an honor in itself.
Now, Ed, obviously your brother Marcus, football player. How much has the back and forth between you two throughout the years driven you to reach such high heights that you have?
Well, you know, Marcus being older than me, he always he got offered before me. He was an All-American in high school before me. So everything he did, I just tried to do it 10 times better. And so I think that's part of the reason why I got so good so fast. I just wanted to be better than him.
I know you're happy, you're thrilled you're coming to Buffalo, you know, top 10 pick, but did you expect to go about there? Did you expect to go earlier? Was there any disappointment that you didn't go earlier? Some people had you going before that.
It was all good. I went where God had me planning to go, so just waiting was the hard part.
What about the Bills' defensive front? You know there's a job there that's available with Kyle Williams retiring. They're not guaranteeing you anything, but what might it be to step into that role? And do you recall watching Kyle play?
No, I didn't get a chance to watch him play much, but I know he was an absolute dog on the football field, and I can't wait to watch his film and learn from him and see what kept him around so long.
Trey White, a cornerback up here, made a comment about how the best football players are from Shreveport, Louisiana, and he said you have some connection to there. Anything connection to Shreveport?
I was born in Shreveport. That's about it. But don't tell nobody. I can't tell nobody I was born there. If anybody asks, I was born in Houston.
And have you talked to any of the Bills players yet?
Besides White, no, I haven't.
What do you make of – I know you were a little hurt by the knee injury last year. What do you make of how that might have slowed your production? And what do you make of the people who say you might be a little bit too small for some teams at the NFL level?
All I can say about that is it all come to fruition in due time. I just want to come in and help my team compete for a starting job.
And how's the knee?
Huh?
How's the knee?
Neat, great.
Ed, you plan to have any horses up here when you're living?
I might get a horse or two, or three, or four, or five, maybe.
A lot of horses in Western New York. You'll be okay.
Huh?
I said there's a lot of horses in Western New York. I said you'll feel right at home.
I know I will.
How much of the pre-draft process did people ask you about, you know, the jacket incident and things like that, just to, you know, see, you know, what exactly went down, that they were comfortable with everything?
You know, I think all the teams, when I explained it to them, they were fine with the whole situation. They most of them thought it was silly, and when talking to Coach Applewhite, they found out that that was not indicative of my character. And really, it was just explain what went down. They went back and checked the facts with Coach Applewhite. There was no tension in between us, but that's in the past, and I'm ready to go play ball.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.